Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, you big loser, what do you got for us on a Friday?
That's a good way to start that.
He knows I'm messing with it. What do you got today, Woody?
That's funny, Joe. Good job. So we had, by the way, the story that I have at the end of this thing, Joe, is pretty outstanding. So just hang on for that one. I think it'll tie right into you very well. We start with the NBA, though, and Executive of the Year. And it was Lawrence Frank of the Clippers. Now, this was obviously kind of a strange decision, it felt like, but it was only focusing on games played through March 11th, which, of course, was when the NBA shut down the first time around. And so if you look at it in that way, I guess it's not the worst choice in the world, but it just seems really stupid to not let that thing play out just a little more before you give a guy Executive of the Year.
I just think for all these awards, somebody, we've been saying this for a while, why don't we just wait till the playoffs are over?
Right. I agree.
But especially this one, right? Because, like, if you have a really good season and you lose early in the playoffs, you can get fired.
How do you get Executive of the Year when the head coach gets fired?
Yeah. Like, he could have gotten fired, this guy.
Right.
I'm with you, Woody, 100%. Man, we got to wait longer on these awards before we decide MVPs and all the other big awards.
Glad you agree with me, Joe.
I'm done, Woody. I mean, go, man. Beautiful. I know you got a lot of good stuff. I tried not to be so long-winded. I've had 7 cups of coffee. I'm shaking.
Minimum 7 cups of coffee.
All right, the second best basketball player of all time will be having his IMAX movie re-released here. Michael Jordan to the Max is returning to IMAX theaters for the first time since its initial release 20 years ago. It's been remastered and includes new special effects. It's a 45-minute film that follows Jordan through his last season in the final championship run as a Bull. Lawrence Fishburne is the narrator of this thing. He is Morpheus, correct?
Yes.
Can I just say this
How
to
many
you?
Cameras were following around Michael the last couple of years that we didn't know about?
MJ the IMAX knew there, ones were.
Right.
MJ knew there was money to be made later on. By the way, you're not allowed to talk about who's the best and who's the second best when you didn't see what you called the second best player. You weren't old enough to even watch him play in his prime.
Right.
I was
stop.
Old enough to know he wasn't as good as LeBron, but I will say that I did see Michael Jordan to the Max. I actually own the DVD of that, Joe. I've seen enough to know.
He could be the second best player if you have Kareem at 1 and Jordan at 2, Magic at 3, and LeBron's in the top 16.
You saw a lot of Kareem in your day, huh, Zach?
I did. He played into the late 80s.
Hey, listen, when I was a kid.
5 years older than me.
And I'm going black till there were no games on TV on the West Coast. They had the Pac.
Lou Alcindor.
They had the Pac-8 game of the week, and it was always UCLA, whoever they were playing. And if they weren't playing the Pac-8 game, which you got locally, you got the national game that was UCLA playing against, you know, Kentucky or somebody really good or Houston at the time. And it was Lou Alcindor, man. So, yeah, Kareem, that skyhook, got that at a young time. But you need to stop on the most successful professional athlete in the history of sports, Michael Jordan. Stop.
Right.
Stop it. Just stop. You make jabs every day at MJ. Stop.
How are you going to feel when the Heat take this to 7?
Yeah. I hope you're right.
How are you going to feel when I tell you Kareem retired in 1989 and you were seven?
Seven? Where's the math on that one?
We got to get to another story here, guys. This is very, very serious here. We had a Florida python 18 feet, 9 inches here in the Florida Everglades. Actually, a Burmese python, not a Florida python. I don't know where I got that from. Burmese python. This is a record for pythons here. 18 feet, 9 inches. Now, there's like a crew of people out here that goes around and rounds these things up. The python action team.
Good.
And they can be humanely killed on private lands with landowners' permission.
Right. Well, nobody wants them. Yeah, of course.
It's illegal to have them as pets. They can lay between 50 and 100 eggs.
Right.
Hey, Woody, did you see the number? And I know, I'm guessing they're doing everything they can. They think there's between 100 and 300,000 pythons out there.
How many eggs can they lay again? Of course there's that.
Yeah, 50
never,
to 100.
Right. They're never, ever going to be able to get those bastards.
No,
never.
They won't. No.
There ain't enough rednecks out there in the Everglades killing them.
There's a lot of these suckers. It says that they have removed 5,000 of them.
Yeah, right, great.
Which is more than 5,000.
Right. Nothing. 5%.
This guy, by the way, won the got the record here by 1 inch, the length. Record by 1 inch at 18 feet 9
Not
inches.
Eight. 1 inch is everything.
No
what
length records on
what
this
are you
show.
Doing? My spot for me?
Yeah. Joe's not setting any length records anytime soon.
Funny.
You got some dirty minds, you two.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm talking about a Burmese python.
Oh, Woody, what else, man?
Came up just shy of the girth record, by the way.
Too far.
Sorry.
Too far. Right.
Speaking of animal attacks here, we had a man bitten by a shark off of Miami Beach. Now, I waited about 48 hours to make sure the guy didn't die before we did this story.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know if you guys saw the video, but yeah, he looked like he got gnawed pretty good here. 31-year-old had to go to the hospital in Miami, got bit up pretty good by a shark. So be careful if you're out there swimming in the beach this weekend. They have those flags waving that say shark warning. I think red flags, right?
I don't know, but hey, way to go. Come to South Florida. Don't go to the Everglades or out in the Atlantic Ocean. Neither one's safe. Right
No. I hope you like pools.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this guy got a chunk taken out of him, though. Like, they said the shark ate mostly muscle and fat. Oof. Which would be perfect for either you two. So you'd be...
Wow.
Why all the shots today? I told you, I'm doing better.
Sorry. He's by himself, man.
Hey, I got to tell you, I am down, and I'm not bragging because I got a long way to go, but I'm down 7 or 8 pounds, man, since I've been home. I refused to go the other way when I saw what was going to happen. So I'm doing better, Woody, doing better. That's all.
I just wonder what a shark would think if he saw you splashing around out there. That'd be like,
he'd go, white whale! Served. Woo! Big white whale. Let me get that old. It's a little tough, but damn, I'm going to eat it. Anyway,
he's going to call his friends if he sees me and Joe swimming around.
Oh, boy. I
feel like this is taking a rough turn here on a Friday, guys. It's not going to get any better now. Wichita State investigating allegations of abuse against basketball coach Greg Marshall. Now this story is a mess here, guys. There's a lot of stuff here. We got into it with some of his players. There's he's accused of punching a player. He's accused of putting his hands around a staffer's neck. And apparently the athletic department kind of knew this guy was a lunatic and has just gone along with it because he wins.
Yeah.
Wichita State's been pretty good over, that's how you know who Wichita State is, because they've been good.
Right.
So there was one thing that stood out from this report to me. And there was an alleged road rage incident with a student. So it says that student athletes regularly parked in Marshall's parking spot briefly to visit the tutoring center. Marshall would respond by double parking behind a car if he found someone parked in his spot. Now, in this instance here of road rage, a witness said that the student athlete pulled out before Marshall could block him in. Marshall chased him in his car and blocked him in an intersection. The witness said Marshall got out of his car and yelled, "Do you know who the bleep I am?" at the student athlete. When the student athlete responded, "I don't give a bleep who you are," through his rolled down window, Marshall tried to punch him, according to witnesses.
Jeez.
I think it's time he needs to go.
Yeah.
It sounds like leading up to 2020 has been a little rough on him.
Right, right.
Like, it's time.
Time to quarantine in your house.
It's time
by yourself,
to go,
buddy.
Right. Go, yeah, do a little self evaluation
right,
there.
Right.
Why am I so pissed at everybody?
Jeez.
Yeah, good idea.
That incident just happened to remind me of the incident that Joe went through in the parking lot the other day.
Right.
So that's why I thought that story would be so fun, because Joe is the, you know, I don't know if he's the kind of guy to throw a "do you know who I am" out there, but
I didn't do that.
I know you probably have, but
I don't do that. And I got to tell you, if I ever did that in front of my wife like, leave the ego at the door, man. Like, I don't like the other guy. So, like, I had her with me, and I couldn't have been, and listen, I'd have been a little bit of a jerk. I would have said a little bit of a jerk to this elderly man who was at Sawgrass with a couple of elderly women, and he waited, and the police officer got there, and he just went off on me. Like, started to rip me. He thought, like, I literally tried to break into his car and pound the car and
try to kill him, right? That's
I was
it.
Waiting for. I was right. waiting, like, oh God, this got lawsuit written all over it. Oh Jesus, what did I looked at, and the police officer knew right away. He looked and he goes, "Well, sir, it looked like you guys barely tapped." No, this guy came all like, okay, I got insurance, sir. I don't want any trouble. Like,
you remember that text message from yesterday? You think everything's okay, and a month later, you get that call.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny? So it happened a couple weeks ago, and every time TV comes on, and one of those guys going, "Hey, have you been hit by somebody?"
Right,
and
right.
And I was like, me. "Oh no, are they calling? Oh, that could be." And there's like 10 of them on TV right now, man. Right? They all got a little catchy.
Of course.
I'll take care of the Joe Roses. Those bastards will pay what they should pay you.
This guy got me $800,000. This guy got me $600,000.
Thank you, Joe Rose.
Right, right. By the way, we're an hour early on this, Joe, but I have some good news for you.
What?
Adam Schefter has tweeted out no positive test in Tennessee or New England this morning. That means their game is about to be played, it looks like, on Monday.
Good. Got some good stuff going
right,
on this
Monday and Tuesday. Those
you know, Joe, I just want to say, if you use that like to get a table at a restaurant or something one day, your wife might like think it's cool.
I don't think
that's like, hey,
fun.
I'm Joe Rose. Like, I just got off the radio. Like, you did to those. Who was it that called you the other day? I'm on the radio. I can't talk right now.
I don't think my wife finds that, like, that's, she's not.
Yeah, but if you show up to a hot restaurant, you're like, hey, local celebrity Joe Rose. Like, you know,
okay.
What can you
listen,
for me here?
I appreciate
maybe
that.
Maybe your wife would be like, wow, that was a cool
power
move.
We got Don Bailey. That's great. Great. You always try to bring it up. Don Bailey Jr. is coming up. At 8 o'clock, we got a huge game coming up, Miami and Clemson. We'll talk to Don about everything, things he's looking at. Got a big old show coming your way, and nobody really cares. I hate to break it to you, Woody. Nobody cares, man. You try so hard every day.
There's some people that care, bro. I see you out in public. People care.
I'll tell you what people care about, they should care about, is Chapman Partnership. They're just doing unbelievable work. There are two homeless facilities in Dade County. 25-year anniversary of just doing great work. So many wonderful people are part of it. And just helping people. And by the way, I always say this because now that I've been down there a few times, I want people to know it's like, oh, you're homeless, huh? Come on in, grab a bite to eat. There's a bed for you. No. It's so much, just so comprehensive. The care that they give you to help you get back out on your feet. That's what the goal is every day, to a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. And guess what? We are celebrating 25 years of service right here in South Florida, the two facilities in Dade County. Your support's important to our 25-year legacy. It really is. It's allowed them to provide essential services to more than 120,000 individuals experiencing homelessness, including 25,000 children. 25,000 kids. We've got hundreds of kids right now in both our facilities. And so we're operating two centers with 800 beds in Miami and Homestead. And again, we really do need your help because we're doing a lot of great things. There's so many great programs, including housing and meals and healthcare and daycare and job training and placement. I mean, the goal is 3 to 4 months, help these people get back out on their feet. So please join me at QM by supporting Chapman and their critical mission in our community online at chapmanpartnership.org. That's chapmanpartnership.org, and donate today. Hey, listen, if things are going well in your life and you can give and you want to get involved in something, I know there's a lot of people need a lot of help. Don't forget about the homeless people that are trying really hard to get back out on their feet. Homeless does not mean hopeless. Thank you on behalf of Chapman Partnership.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.